The new movie, Moonlight Mile, is fiction, but has its emotional roots in real life. Director Brad Silberling's fiancée was murdered more than a decade ago, and in the film, which stars Dustin Hoffman, Susan Sarandon, and Jake Gyllenhaal, he chronicles the aftermath of a similar tragedy. What's surprising, says NPR's Bob Mondello, is the unexpected humor he finds.
The wedding invitations were just going out when Diana was murdered, and a few days after the funeral, her fiancé Joe is staying with her parents. They're all coping, but differently, and as they sit down to dinner, things feel almost surreal, life going on and not.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, Ben. You don't have to answer the phone. We don't need another wet blanket dropping by. The man is hopeless. You know, last week he actually apologized to somebody for not picking up until the ninth ring. I just want to put a big banner over this house that says beg off, or maybe a t-shirt. I don't know. What do you think?
Sam Swanson checking up.
Checking up.
What are you complaining about? You were livid all day because the Carlsons didn't even ask about Diana.
That's right.
Well, which is it, Joe?
It's both, Benjamin. It pisses me off when they ask about her, and it pisses me off when they don't, and that is just the way it is, so there.
Mom is the family's loose cannon. Dad, it's Rock of Gibraltar, and caught between his rock and her hard place is young Joe, who doesn't want to cause his almost in-laws any more pain, but who can't really fill the void left by their daughter.
Ben, stop acting like he's under house arrest.
I thought he was part of the family. Obviously, I'm mistaken.
Oh, I don't know. You're certainly treating him like he is.
What is that supposed to
be? He's right here, Ben. Talk to him.
He knows how important this was.
All right, tell him.
You tell him.
Damn it, Ben, you are doing it again.
What?
The thing.
What
You'd always
thing?
Talked around the girl, you never talked to her.
I what?
You never said a straight thing to her, Ben, from the time she was 9 years old. You made me do it.
That is so unfair.
God forbid she should grow up and then you might have to, too. I mean, the perfect father as long as she was a kid.
That's so unfair.
Don't you see that you're doing it again?
So unfair, and you know it.
Okay, pal, you really want to get into it, then you stick around. If not, go walk the dog because I'm mad at you now.
Come on, Nix.
And make it a long walk. Poor guy. With Diana gone, he's got nobody else to catch the blast. Isn't he amazing?
Joe, who has been trying not to cower too much as he listens to all this, has his own conflicts, ones I should let you discover for yourself, because writer-director Brad Silberling has given them the surprising unpredictability of real life. Though the specifics of Moonlight Mile are made up, Silberling has been calling the story emotionally autobiographical, and it does have a lived-in feel, especially when Joe, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, is at his most adrift, reacting perplexedly to his elders, much as Dustin Hoffman did way back in The Graduate. Having him reacting to Hoffman is inspired, and so is having both of these amusingly mystified males reacting to Susan Sarandon, who is tart and very smart, whether throwing a fit or explaining why a marriage that inspires her to fits still works. Because the characters are so plausible, even when the plot gets a little too tidy, their relationships feel authentic, and so does the wealth of background detail that Silberling has crammed into the picture, from the music that locates Moonlight Mile precisely in the early 1970s, to the suffocating concern and hopeless ineptitude of well-wishers at a funeral, to the wit under fire that allows these not very remarkable but nonetheless fascinating folks to come through their grief with an optimism as persuasive as it is unexpected. I'm Bob Mondello.